The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver three essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
So I have a question for you guys. Have you guys ever stopped to think, why am I attracted to the guys I'm attracted to? Or why are the guys attracted to me attracted to me? Have you ever wondered why you attract certain types? For me, I have tried to figure out what my type is, but I can say that I do not have a type. If you look at all the guys I've dated, they're all completely different. They all look completely different. However, my type is more of an aura, more of a presence. And I was thinking about, what is my type? How can I explain it? And then when I was out, I saw this ad video and I was like, this is it. This is my type. Not the look, just the, I just love the quiet, confident type. Like, I guess you can say the bad guys, right? It's because they're exciting. They're unpredictable. They make us feel like Bonnie and Clyde. All I need in this life of sin is me and my boyfriend, me and my boyfriend. And so I was watching Heels Off, their last episode. I'm going to insert a clip here. And they basically explain the difference between a good guy and a bad guy. So watch this.
I think the core of a bad boy is that he's somewhat emotionally unavailable.
Yeah, that's it, that's basically.
Yeah. A good guy dates with intention, with positive intention.
Jeez! Now, I'm a firm believer in that we are attracted to negative traits in a man for a reason. Like I've spoken about this in previous videos, but I am of the conclusion that women are attracted to men that are like their fathers. Now, that's a good thing if you had a good dad, but it's a pretty bad thing if you had a bad dad. And not only bad because he did bad things, but many of us grew up in households where our fathers were physically present but emotionally absent. Your dad never told you that he loved you. He never celebrated you when you did something well. He pretty much never paid attention to you, basically, even though he was there in the house. On the flip side, your dad may have been aggressive. He swore, he shouted, he hit you, he hit your mom. So the way that you learned love from a man was in that way, which is why you tolerate it in men that you date now as an adult, because that's all you've ever known. Not to go too deep, but think about it in your own life. Even if your father was absent, like mine, maybe not consciously, but subconsciously, it left a void. And now your attachment style is anxious attachment. So for those of you who don't know, there's four types of attachment styles that they use in psychology that help you to understand the different strategies you as a child develop in order to get your needs met, depending on the emotional environment and the kind of care you was given or not given. So the four attachment styles are secure attachment, which is good attachment, avoidant attachment, anxious attachment, and disorganized attachment. But I'm just briefly going to talk about anxious attachment because that's the one that I feel like I have the most experience in, and that was my attachment style growing up. But those who have this style of attachment tend to feel insecure in relationships, fear rejection, and are terrified of abandonment, which makes them extra clingy. This is dangerous in a relationship with a bad guy because he himself is emotionally unavailable. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going. He cannot make you feel secure because he cannot even secure himself. And for someone that has a fear of abandonment, this is probably the worst type of guy to go for the sake of your mental health. but it's like a part of us loves the uncertainty. We enjoy it because when he does finally come back, we feel like, yes, I won. Until he's off again and the cycle continues and continues and continues and continues. So if this sounds like you, you are in need of a type change. Type change. So we know we are attracted to bad guys, right? And I guess the easy solution would be, duh, go for good guys. But it's not that simple. We have to change our appetite. We have to change what we are attracted to. And we can only do that when we have an end goal, when we have an objective. For example, let's say I wanted to lose weight. I have an objective of losing 30 pounds and I'm very clear on my objective. I would like to lose 30 pounds. I would like to tone up my buttocks and get some ab definition, okay? That is my clear objective. However, I love cake. I love chocolate. I love popcorn and I love McDonald's. I love fast food. So this is my appetite. But this is not going to yield the results that I want. It's like you say you want to be in this happy relationship. You want to feel secure. You want to get married someday. You want to start a family. But then you go for guys who live the fast life, all about the here and now, have no real solid plans for the future, and can't even vocalize their intentions for you. Some of you may say you want this and you want that, but your actions and the men that you're choosing say opposite. No shame, like, we've all been there. We've all said, yeah, this is what I want. This is what I need for my life. And then we go with Bozo the Clown. Like, it's all right. We all been there, okay? But I'm trying to get you to level up this year. So in order to level up, you now need to change. You need to change your thinking, okay? You need to change your approach. You need to change your way of doing things. Like, in order to make a beautiful cake, you need the right ingredients. But not only do you need the right ingredients, you need to follow the instructions. And it's funny because I look at some celebrity relationships and it just looks like a recipe for disaster. And I see people in the comments like, oh, as long as they're happy. Well, it has nothing to do with your immediate happiness, okay? Like, I could be happy putting eggs and some dirt into a bowl, mixing it, and expecting to get a beautiful chocolate cake? That is insanity. That's not right. It's like you cannot redefine relationships and expect it to work. And like, I see celebrity couples who are married, but they're doing threesomes and stuff. And it's like, you cannot reinvent the wheel. You cannot mix different ingredients and expect it to turn out how you want it to. Come on, sisters. Come on, people. God is the author of relationships. God is the author of marriage. And in the beginning, he brought one man and one woman together. Not three, not four, okay? One man, one woman. Uman, okay? One uman for one man. You understand? And it's like, I'm always shouting, like, character, 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 character. Because really and truly, it's the only real way we can gauge the longevity of a relationship. And I always say this, like, men adapt, but they rarely ever change. It's the same for women. We as human beings, unless we have an encounter with God and he completely flips us on our head, people don't change, okay? They may enhance, but they don't change. If I have an apple, it's not gonna become an orange, okay? Apples stay apples, oranges stay oranges. Understand that. Who a man is at his core in the beginning of a relationship, he's gonna be that same man at his core during that relationship. So on Instagram the other day, if you're not following me there, follow me now. I like to do like a lot of questions, ask you guys questions and stuff like that. So I asked the question, what is the number one thing you look for in a man? Number one, what is the most important to you? So I'm going to share some of the answers now. Honesty, respect, loyalty, patience, communication, love for God, selflessness, intelligence without arrogance, good heart, commitment, his attitude and behavior towards women. Respect, empathy, understanding, good communication, the spirit of God, ambition, consistency, values and mindset, transparency, not insecure, security, hustle, mindset, personality, a conscience, caring and supportive, ability to be vulnerable, communication. Those are just a few of the answers that I got back from you women. And noticed how nobody out of 70 answers, nobody said anything to do with physical or material. It was all core. So in order to change your type, you need to lead with those things. You need to lead with character. So you know when someone asks you, so what do you look for in a man? What's your type? And you say, he's got to be 6 foot and over. He has to be tall, dark, and handsome, etc., etc., etc. Now, let me be clear. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having a preference, yeah? We are first attracted to people with our eyes. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having a physical preference. I'm just saying, don't let it be the most important and don't lead with that. It cannot be the defining factor. I have met some very, very hot guys, okay? But they were lacking in some basic characteristics. Ugh, no, thank you. I'm cool. Thank you, next. Thank you, next. Thank you, next. But the problem is, a lot of women are willing to overlook this if he is buff, if he's got strong, broad shoulders, if he has chocolatey, lovely, beautiful skin, Colgate white smile, ching, if he has swag, if he wears expensive clothes. And one of the things that used to get me was humor. If a dude can make me laugh, I'll be like, have me, take me, let's be goofy together. But what I'm trying to say is that this is all eye candy. It appeals to the five senses. But what you need is a man that can appeal to the soul, the sixth sense. You know what I'm saying? That sixth sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh Lord. Get it together. You know those guys that you just talk to and you're just like, oh, the words just sizzle in your spirit. You know, like the way that they talk is just so nourishing. So what I'm saying is give the good guy a chance. I'm not saying commit yourself to a relationship, but at least go on a date with that guy that you placed in the friend zone. Even if it's just for good conversation, trust me, you need it after those F-boys have drained your soul, okay? Trust me, you need it. You need to expose yourself to something different because as the saying goes, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. And I hear some of you saying, but Brini, I don't even get guys like that. There's nobody on my radar. And I'm not one to tell you what to do, but Tinder is a great idea. So I want to talk to you guys briefly about raising your standards. And I'm sure you guys must know how to do that by all the videos that I have posted this year, knowing your value and adding tax. But I want to give you some practical tips. And the first one is know what you need in a man and write it down. Number two, know what you want in a man and write it down. And I shared in my video up here the difference between needs and wants. You need to have more of your needs and less of your wants. What most women do is go for all the things that they want, like I explained before, tall, dark, and handsome, blah, 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 and neglect all the things that they need. Compassion, good communication, honesty, all those kind of things, need. So write your two lists, wants and needs. And so this may take some of you guys quite a while because you've never actually sat down and asked yourself these questions. What do I want in a man? What do I need in a man? You kind of just accepted whatever came your way. And that is the problem. When you know what you want, you inadvertently know what you don't want. And can I just say, and can I be honest with you guys? Having standards is not going to make you the most desirable. I'm sorry, I just have to tell you. Think about it like this. There are two theme parks. One is a free theme park, one you have to pay to get in. Which one do you think will have most visitors? But remember, more visitors does not equal more quality. It just means it's more accessible. But please, never be deceived. Those who go into the free theme park, they are going to ride those rides until the wheels fall off. They will go in there like a kid set loose in a candy shop. They will tear that place up, okay? Because it cost them nothing to get in. And remember, what cost you nothing won't cost you nothing. You, on the other hand, are a refurbished theme park. You have exclusive rides that the other free theme park does not have. You have a little chill out section where people can come and hang out. It's just luxurious. It's just fine. Your food is quality, not like the free stuff they are selling over there at the free theme park. Overall, you get what you pay for. So when you raise your standards, expect people to disappear. But remember, they are just making room for the right one to come along. The one that deserves you. You're not a theme park, by the way. It's just an analogy, okay?
Don't let no man ride you without a ring on your finger, okay, girl?
Now, guys, fasten your seatbelts, okay? Because some of you may not be able to receive what I'm about to tell you, okay? So one of the problems with us women is that when we actually meet the right guy, you will realize that you have issues too. And so the video that I just showed of Hills Off was based on this tweet. And I'm going to read it to you because I absolutely 100% agree with it, okay? And this guy says, y'all are so used to dealing with trash niggas, you don't have to face your flaws because you're used to being the best one in a relationship. So when a nigga actually cares and wants you to be better, y'all start questioning if you're enough. Apologies to those who are offended by the N-word. And I know when a message is coming from a guy, our automatic reaction is to reject it and be like, shut up. But from my own experience in my own dating relationships, I have definitely experienced what he's talking about. It's like when you're so used to dating guys who you've had to like baby and like fix up, you're always pointing out to them what they're doing wrong, all their flaws, all their shortcomings, or they're always the one in the wrong. What actually happens when you meet a guy that is not a cheater, that communicates very well and tells you what his intentions are with you from the jump? I promise you, it will be a shock to your system. It'll have you clutching your invisible pearls like it literally will have you shook. And it's in that moment where a lot of women actually self-sabotage because they cannot handle it. But as I was saying, when you are no longer pointing out the other person's flaws, because that new person, that new guy, that right guy is actually quite on point. He's not perfect, but he's quite on point. You didn't realize that your time management is actually quite bad. Your communication skills isn't as great as you thought it was. Or that you'd rather walk away during a heated argument rather than sit down and actually resolve the issue like a grown adult. I promise you, ladies, the right guy will make you a better person, but not in the romantic kind of way that we assume. That guy will literally piss you off to the point you are forced to grow up. You are forced to grow the hell up. You are forced to acknowledge your flaws. You'll be forced to realize that you aren't as perfect as you think you are, okay? But that is only if you really want to be in a good and healthy relationship. I'm just saying, guys, and I really feel this, that a lot of us aren't actually really ready to be in a relationship. Not the relationship that requires work. It's like you like the idea of it, but I'm telling you, relationships are hard work, okay? You literally have to die to yourself every single day. And in this new age of upside down feminism, I'm scared that you guys aren't actually really ready for a good guy to come into your life. A guy that will love you, yes, but he will not tolerate your BS. And let's be honest, I know we as women like to think out shit don't stink, but lean a little closer, see the roses really smell like poo poo poo. Ow! I'm here to tell you, ladies, that it does stink. Okay, and it stinks pretty bad sometimes, okay? Like, I'd be in a relationship with my I think I'm so perfect ass, and when Bae corrects me, I'd be like,
ah! Inside, I'll be like, ah! Don't tell me nothing! I'm perfect! What do you mean? It's your fault! You're the wrong one!
Like, the real demons come out when Bae corrects you, you know? And he right too, he right, okay? And you're like, I'm not gonna tell you you're right, cause you right, but I'm not gonna tell you, okay? Cause I got too much pride, all right? Like, on a serious note, nobody's perfect. We all have our faults, we all have our flaws. If you are willing to take a good look in the mirror, you will realize that a good relationship will make you better in so many ways. It will make you a better person. It will sharpen your characteristics, your good qualities, right? And I know it's scary and I know it's foreign, but if you're saying you really want a good relationship, I just want to prepare you for that, because a good relationship will test you, okay? It will test you, okay? And it's in that moment you either decide to fight for it or you take flight. But how does that make you a better person? It doesn't. But I want to reassure you guys, the right guy is on his way to you. But the question is, will you be ready? Will you raise your standards to make sure you get what you deserve? Will you change your appetite so those sweet boys will stop giving you cavities? The answer is and will always be up to you. But will you be ready for the relationship that you've so desperately been praying about? And I'm scared that a lot of you won't be. So let's do the work. Let's do the work. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.